exactly what you're talking about.
Well, it's just, like I said, it's very basic. It has no walls, just poles and a roof, and hay is placed under there.
Hay barn, I mean, a hay cover or something like that, but I don't remember anything of that nature around here.
So what about a building where cows might be put, say, in bad weather, something like that? Or is there a building especially for cows, or one might maybe use for something else where they could be put?
Well, cattle barn, feeding barn. I don't remember any other thing other than that.
Was there a particular place where they were milked?
Yeah, milking barn. Now they used to have stalls within the within a barn, individual little compartments for horses. And someone would use one of those they'd call it a milking room or something of that name. Now then, later, if they were in the dairy business, they'd have a regular milking parlor, they call them.
Was there ever a separate building for horses other than these stalls that you mentioned?
Well, I guess if people had enough, they might call them a horse barn, but most of them that I ever saw, they were just part of the total barn.
How about a person who's raising horses exclusively, the building that he would keep his horses in?
Stable, yeah. I guess might call it that.
And the place where the hogs would be kept on a farm, you call that a
hog pen, that's all I know. Pigsty, people call them, but I never, that was a little formal name, I guess.
Was there ever any type of enclosure to that hog pen, or was it just open?
Sometimes it had little metal sheds for the end of it, you could put a feeding trough under, covers of that type. That's hog pen is about all I really ever remember hearing it called.
Way back when, before the days of refrigeration, do you have any idea what people did to keep their perishables from spoiling, like milk and butter?
Yeah, of course some of them had wells, or well house they would call it, but where we were, they never had anything like that. They had a little cabinet out on the back porch. I remember they used to set milk in to rise, or the cream to rise, and called a safe. And it was really a kind of a little open air thing, screened off and all. But it was never, except for a well house or something of that nature, I never encountered that.
Now, did this well house utilize flowing water to keep this stuff cool, or was it just that, a well in the ground, something built over that?
Well, I just going by, talking about the area where I've been, very few places had flowing water of that nature. It didn't have many springs. I've heard of them just lowering something on a rope down into a well that was dug, a big open well, and it would be down under the earth and cooler down there than, for instance, in the outside. I never did see one. I've heard that some places would have a spring house with a little fancy spring running through there and to keep them cool, but I never saw one like that.
Now, this type of place that we're talking about, have you ever heard of people around here call that a dairy?
No.
What do you associate with that word?
When you say a dairy, to me, it's a place where they got a lot of cattle and to produce milk. And if it's for a farmer that's actually a commercial farmer.
Could the word ever mean anything else besides a farm on which dairy cows are raised?
Yeah. in some areas, they'll call a place where they bring in milk and produce ice cream, a dairy, or creamery, maybe. And I've heard, I knew a fellow, they said he would say he was in the dairy business, and they actually were in the milk processing business. They didn't have cattle.
Well, do you have any idea what people stored potatoes and turnips in there? How that was happening?
Well, some people they used to call root cellars. Although I don't think they would.